It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you, Tom Dooley. Good Friday, everybody. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. On this time, actually any time, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, and the messenger of hope is on the air today, and that is me, Dale Gentry. And I believe that I've been a messenger of hope. I've had the opportunity to pray for tens of thousands of people over the years, particularly the last 30 years, as Gene and I have traveled across America, different nations of the world, praying. And I have some words of hope for you today. It's going to be a wonderful day, so don't go away. All right? Good to have you listening, and so wonderful things have been happening. You know, we do get some statistics from time to time given to us by producer Michael Schonborn. And last month, we don't have the statistics for September. Of course, this month is not finished. But for last month, we had a lot of different nations listening to us, including Colombia, Portugal, Italy, Australia, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Turkey, Hungary. And we had 37% of our listeners last month were listening on their desktop or laptop computers, and 63% listen on their smartphone. Isn't that amazing? Wow. So anyhow, that is a fantastic report. 142,000 listener minutes on BPN Radio in the month of August. And we had a considerable jump from July to August. And we've had, since we started last year, last November, we've had 96 different countries that have prayed with us. Worldwide, there are about 220 countries. So we are almost, we have almost 50% of nations around the world that are praying with us. Of course, school churches and cities all across America. And we're so excited to be able to be able to broadcast. So I've just got all these statistics in my hand that I'm very excited. All of the cities that are praying with us, which is almost 800 cities across America and around the world. So welcome to BPN Radio. Father, we just pray you'll give us a good day today here on BPN Radio as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And Lord, I just believe there are words of hope. I know that you are the hope of this nation. And I know that no Democrat or Republican can be the hope of this nation. And Lord, we cannot afford to wait for another 16, 18 months for somebody to take the presidency of this nation. Our nation is in jeopardy, but that's the bad news. But the good news is, Lord, that you are still the Lord over America. And we declare loudly and clearly today that America is a Christian nation. Can you agree with me on that? America is a Christian nation. America is a Christian nation. And even though many geographical areas won't let you use the name of Jesus, I declare that Jesus is Lord. We're saying it loudly and clearly because I believe that we were founded on Christian principles, and the best is yet to come. I'm going to be back, going to be sharing some messages of hope. This is not a preaching broadcast, but I have some words of hope. But first of all, before I come back, here is Francisca, and she's going to sing about the cross. I love the cross. I'll be back.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's here, your blood was spilled for my ransom, and everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross.
Okay. There you have Francisca Battistelli making Christ for the Nations proud. Lead me to the cross. I'm thankful for the cross. And this is not a paid announcement, but I highly recommend any young person to inquire about going to Christ for the Nations. My granddaughter attended there 1 year, and it was a fantastic place. They made a tremendous contribution to her life. A number of our friends have been there. And my pastor, Bob Nichols in Fort Worth, is closely associated with Christ for the Nations. A wonderful school. And, you know, I would highly recommend you check out Christ for the Nations. Would you make some faith declarations with me today? Would you say today? Now, I want you to say this with me, would you? Today's a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today's a fantastic day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over, not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. Wonderful day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can stay where God says I can stay. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can live where God says I can live. I can give what God says I can give. I can sow where God says I can sow. I can reap where God says I can reap. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can pay off what God says I can pay off. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Say these words after me. Today is a good day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New season, new opportunities, new peace, new joy, new contentment, new health, new wealth, new prosperity, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, new home paid off, old home paid off, new vehicle paid off. Old vehicle paid off. New opportunities. New assignments. New dreams. New visions. New relationships. New beginnings. New health. New anointing. New rhythm. New freedom, new energy, new passion. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my city. All is well in my church. All is well in my job. All is well in my business. All is well. Today's a good day. Beautiful day. Blessed day. God day. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. This is a wonderful day to praise and magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Can you give Him praise and honor? Can you magnify the Lord with me? Can we exalt His name forever? Can we just get out and ride on the waves, huh? Can we do it? Here's Godfrey Bertel. We're going to ride on the waves, and then we'll be back to share some words of hope. Godfrey, are you ready? If you're ready, let's sing Riding on the Waves. Let's do it today.
It's warm in my loving Father's arms. Hear me, the beating of His heart. Walking, approved in His love. As we go adventure, riding on the waves, riding on the waves, riding on the waves, riding on the waves at my into the adventure of the Father tonight as we go adventure. The Father saying, come on, run into my arms as we go adventure. We go adventuring tonight as we go adventure.
There you have Godfrey Bertel riding on the waves. And that's a great song of hope. And, you know, the storm clouds may come, and the waves beat against your boat. But I want to tell you today that Jesus is in your boat. And as I was just doing my prayer walk today, the Holy Spirit gave me an incredible sermon illustration. And it just lets us know how the Lord is always thinking about us. And you that are listening today, you must know the Lord is thinking about you, that He's not forgotten you, knows your name, He knows where you're at, and He knows your address. You know, sometimes you may get to what some people would call a word of knowledge from some minister who could be operating in a familiar spirit, but he may tell you where you live, exact your address, your phone number, and why should he tell you that? Because you already know where you live. You already know your address. And that is just someone, I believe, trying to be super spiritual. So the Lord does know where you live. He knows your address. He's thinking about you. So here I am this morning, and I'm taking my prayer walk. I love to take prayer walks with the Holy Spirit. That's when I hear His voice most often, is when I get out and walk with Him. And I just know that that Adam and Eve were truly on to something when they got out and walked with God. The Bible said they walked with God in the cool of the day. And I don't know if that's morning time or evening time, but probably morning time. I'm not sure. But I believe that they loved to walk with God because there was probably, He probably revealed secrets to them, and they had a wonderful relationship, and that relationship was broken because of disobedience. So today, I'm out walking, and in my neighborhood, on the walking trail, there is a small restroom. So I stopped there, and as I turned on the light, I saw this cricket trying to get out of the restroom sink. And I turned on the sink, washed my hands, didn't think much about it. But suddenly I saw a cricket. Now I know that there are billions of crickets on the earth, right? But I suddenly saw the cricket in a whole different light. I knew that when I walked away, that cricket would either die of starvation or lack of water, or somebody would just come and crush the cricket. But suddenly, I found myself doing something I'd never done. I found myself helping the cricket out of the sink and onto the restroom floor. I closed the door behind me. And suddenly I realized that cricket is still in jeopardy. Because what's going to happen? He's on that restroom floor. Somebody on the walking trail is going to come in. They're going to see that cricket. They're going to step on that cricket advertently or inadvertently and crush that cricket. So I opened the door again, and I helped the cricket outside the door and left him in open spaces where he would have another chance. Now, I know that many of you are saying, Dale Gentry, what what has happened to you? I mean, there's billions of crickets on the earth. Why would you even give your time? You're trying to get back home and have breakfast with Mrs. America Jean Gentry. And why would you take a few extra moments to help that cricket? But while I was doing that, the Holy Ghost was speaking to me very clearly and giving me a principle that may be an encouraging word for you here on BPN Radio on this Friday. Many of you have lost hope. You're just like that little cricket. And you are in a situation where you cannot get out. That cricket was trying its best to get out of that sink, but there was no way that he could do it. He kept sliding back. He was exerting energy, but not making any progress. I believe there are those of you that are listening to BPN Radio today, and you are exerting lots of energy, but it feels like that you are not making any progress. And like that little cricket who was in the darkness of that restroom, all alone, trying helplessly, I don't know how he got there, but trying helplessly to get out, to no avail. And some of you are in a dark, dark place in your life. You're in a place where it appears that there's no way out. I don't know what's happened to you. I don't know whether you've gone through an abortion. I don't know whether you've been unfaithful to your husband or wife. I don't know whether you've received a report from the doctor that has left you into, that has created a spirit of helplessness, hopelessness in your life. I don't know whether you have been terminated from your job or lost your retirement or exiled from your church. I don't know. But I don't know if you've been mishandled improperly by those that you trusted. But like that little cricket in the restroom this morning, you just cannot seem to get out. You're in a dark place. But then somebody opens the door and turns on the light. And at first, it may appear that you're just another person that has come in and out of that restroom. But suddenly there's someone that has compassion on you. And they're willing to help you out of that impossible predicament that you are in on this Friday. And suddenly you are back on your feet. You're back on your feet, but still you feel trapped. You feel entangled. You feel that you're going to be left there, even though on your feet, you don't see how that you can have new beginnings. You don't see how that God could possibly help you, even though there is been a glimmer of light. But then the one that has put you back on your feet comes to the rescue, opens a new door for you, and says it's a day of new beginnings. It's a day when I'm making all things new. When it seemed like that all hope was gone, the little cricket found someone who helped him not only out of the sink, out of the bowl, got him on his feet, but also helped him out of the place that he was in so he could get out into the open. He saw the trees. He saw the new day dawning. And he was able to have a new beginning. And you may say, well, that's a strange illustration. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit, he can speak any way he wants to. He can speak concerning donkeys. He can speak concerning crickets. He can speak concerning deer. I mean, he is God. He can use an illustration any way he wants to. So the little cricket was able to hop away, starting a new day when all hope was seemingly gone. Even though there are billions of crickets, somebody came and had compassion on this one. And even though you may be one in several billion people on this planet, in this universe, Jesus still loves you. He still cares for you. He is a friend. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I want to tell you today, even though it may appear that you're in a helpless, hopeless situation, there's no place and no way to get out, to recover. I declare that by the cross, as Francisca was singing, lead me to the cross. David said that he was overwhelmed. He was in a pit. But the Lord came to his rescue. And when he was overwhelmed and in the pit, the Lord came to his rescue. The Bible said that David said, "He brought me out of a horrible pit. He set my feet on a rock. He established my goings. He put a new song in my heart." Do you understand today that the Lord has come to make all things new? I'm praying for you right now in Jesus' name. Kebronde eto rishi kerondo su obrima obroma sibri shikabatai. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. I pray for you now. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to minister to you in Jesus' name. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to minister to you, whoever you are and wherever you are. From my studio here in Austin, Texas, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to reach out across this state, across this nation, across this land, and across the nations of the world, wherever you may be. Wherever you may be, Jesus sees you, He knows you, and He loves you. And all you have to do, even if you've never accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, this would be a wonderful time. He still wants to help you. He still is waiting for you to call on Him. The name of the Lord, the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. So if you don't know Jesus, would you say these words with me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome. Welcome to the kingdom of God. For the Bible said, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And I believe that you are a whosoever. That's you. And I just want to congratulate you on accepting Jesus today. And I'm praying for those of you that are backsliders. You've come to know Jesus some time ago, maybe many years ago, but you're just in a place where your faith is being challenged and you've gone far away from God. You have known what it is to have communion with Him. You have known what it is to be saved. You have known what it is to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. But something happened. Maybe more things than one to challenge your faith. Maybe somebody you believed in. Or maybe you feel like God has failed you. God has let you down. He's not kept His promise. And He's forgotten you. And through a series of disappointments, which has been followed by a series of disobedient acts, your communion with God has been broken. But you must know that today He still loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And regardless of what has happened, you got to know that Jesus loves you. Several years ago, I was ministering in Los Angeles, and I was sitting on the front of the front row of the auditorium, looking at the worship singers, musicians, and preparing myself to come to the platform and preach that morning. And suddenly I heard the voice of the Lord. I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. And He said to me, "When you get up, I just want you to tell them that I love them. Don't say anything else. Jesus loves you." So I took a deep breath. And after I was introduced by the pastor, I stood and I said, the only words that I have to say today is Jesus loves you. And I heard this voice say to me, say it again. And I said it again, Jesus loves you. And I heard this voice that I've recognized for a long time as the Holy Spirit voice said to me, say it again. And I said, Jesus loves you. And then I was overwhelmed. And I said, he really loves you. And suddenly it's a day that I will always remember. It's a day that I will always remember. And I will always remember it because suddenly people begin to stream from everywhere in the congregation. They begin to stream to the front of the building for prayer, and I began to minister to them. It was an awesome day. It was an awesome day that concluded by me giving people a chance to come home to God, to get right with God, to come back home to God. And many, many people that day that were contemplating suicide or had already tried to commit suicide were delivered, set free. It was an awesome day. It was an awesome day that started probably one of the greatest services that I've ever been in my whole 49 years of ministry. And it all happened because I just said those three words, Jesus loves you. But I'm going to take about a 5-second break and take a drink of water. I'll be right back. Thank you very much. So that day, the Holy Spirit came, the shortest sermon I've ever preached in my 49 years of ministry. I preached that day three words, Jesus loves you. So I'm telling you, it makes no difference what you've done, where you've been, what has happened, what you've gone through. Huh? It makes no difference. Let me say this again. It makes no difference what you've done. You may have suffered in this society because what you've done. Many people may have been hurt because what you have done. But to Jesus, it makes no difference what you've done because the blood of Jesus is covering you today. The blood that was shed on Calvary. The blood that was shed on Calvary is covering you today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And you may say, well, who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I? Who am I that he would cause all of these things to take place? Who am I? He loves you. I just want to tell you. He loves you very much. Here's Rusty Goodman. Who am I? Along with his daughter, Tanya. Receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace. Oh, Mount Calvary, take my place. Then I ask myself this question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? that he would pray, not my will thine for. The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so. Through an old rugged cross he would go, for who am I?
When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave you never.
If you'll be true, I'll give to you life forever.
Forever and forever. I know there's nothing that I could have done
to deserve God's only Son to fight my battles until.
My friends, Rusty Goodman, Tanya Goodman Sykes, who am I that a king would bleed and die for? I just pray for you today, right now, in Jesus' name. I pray in Jesus' name for the peace of God that passes all understanding to fill your mind, will, and emotions. You may say, well, who am I? Who am I that God would look down on, that he would forgive me, that he would give me a second chance or a third chance? Have I exhausted my chances? My response is no. Peter came to Jesus one day and said, how oft shall I forgive my brother? Seven times? In other words, Peter was saying, there's got to be a limit to this thing. And Jesus said, no, 70 times seven. Now that's 490 times. It could be in a day, could be in a week, could be in a month, a year. I don't know. But you must understand that God's forgiveness is unlimited. His mercy, his grace is unlimited. Somebody said, well, I just believe I sinned against the Holy Ghost and I've gone too far and he'll never speak to me again. That's an old wives' tale. I'm telling you, his blood, his mercy, his grace extends to you far beyond anything you could have ever done. And I believe that there is a sin against the Holy Ghost, but I believe that's a progressive thing where we come to a place where we no longer seek him and we're calling good evil and evil good and we have refused to turn to him. But right now he's calling. He's calling you and he wants you to know that he loves you. He loves you. And there is hope today. When there seems to be no hope, there is hope. Paul said when all hope was gone, when he was on that boat And they had not seen the stars, the sun, the moon for many days. He said all hope was gone that we would be saved. But then what happened? And the Lord appeared to him. And then somebody came to rescue him, even though he was one of many. Only one of many. There are probably over 3 billion people on this earth, but the Lord sees everybody. He saw them when they were in their mother's womb. He keeps track of them their entire life, and he is waiting. He's waiting for them to respond to him and reach out to him. And I pray for you today in Jesus' name that you will respond to the Holy Spirit. And I know that many of you right now, you feel the Holy Spirit. You feel him tugging at your heart, and you know that there is a man from Austin, Texas, that loves you and that he's reaching out to you here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. He loves you. Jesus loves you. That's the greatest sermon I've ever preached that day in Los Angeles. 3 words, Jesus loves you. And the results were overwhelming. So I say to you today, Jesus loves you. You know, the love chapters, 1 Corinthians 13. Several years ago, I took 5 or 6 different translations of 1 Corinthians 13, and I put them together. I put them on a little card. Can I read it to you today? Here's what it says. Love never gives up. Love is always patient and kind. Love is not jealous. Love cares more for others than for self. Love does not envy others. Love does not want what it doesn't have. Love does not strut. Love is not boastful or proud. Love does not have a swelled head. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Love is not selfish. Love is not rude. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not always me first. Love is not offended. Love is not easily provoked. Love does not fly off the handle. Love does not hold grudges. Love does not keep score. Love endures all things. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousnesses. Love rejoices in the truth. Love always looks for the best. Love endures whatever comes. Love never quits. Love never looks back. Love always keeps going. Love always trusts, and love is loyal. God is love. There is now faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. And when you know the love of Jesus, then you have great hope. And the hope that you have is accompanied by faith, not in yourself, not in your circumstances, but by faith in one who is faithful. His name is Jesus, and he loves you today. I pray for you right now. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what's happening, but I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Would you receive the ministry? Would you receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit? As I speak right now, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And I'm just going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you in a prayer language that the Holy Spirit gave me many, many years ago when I was a teenager. Sometimes, you know, the Bible says sometimes we don't know exactly how to pray. We don't know how fully to express what is in our heart. So the Holy Spirit begins to pray through us, making intercession for us on behalf of other people. So I know that the Holy Spirit is wanting me to pray on behalf of you that are here today, and I pray for you in Jesus' name. Tebroshe moto, ebrishikite, ebroshokuto soto shukute. Masara brouta shikatara briite. Mesite ishikutara brouta, matori sike, masandre briatai. Mandrabasho tarabasit tarabashikarabikete. in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, would you just allow the Holy Spirit to touch you, to minister to you? The old song says, "He touched me, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know that He touched me, and He made me whole." Would you just receive the ministry right now of the Holy Spirit as the music plays? Why don't you receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit right now? Would you do that here on BPN Radio? It's been a tremendous privilege to be able to be with you today, receiving the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the touch of the Holy Spirit. And I just declare today there is hope. I always want to be a messenger of hope. This, the Bible said, this is the hope that makes not ashamed. And I'm thankful for that. I would like to remind you, if you want to make a donation to BPN Radio, Breakout Prayer Network, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page. And you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. And there's information if you want to make a check to Breakout Prayer Network. There's the address. And we would be thankful and grateful. This broadcast is supported by you, the loyal listeners of BPN Radio. Remember, if you want to receive our daily prayer, you go to letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com, and you can sign up. And also, these broadcasts are archived by our producer, Michael Sean Bourne. You go to bpnradio.com, and you go to the archives. If you've missed any of the interviews or broadcasts, you can go and you can listen to them at a later time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.